You're listening to the Healing in Ramadan podcast with Samina Ali. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Welcome to episode 4 of this Ramadan podcast series. In the last episodes, we spoke about what your heart carries, and we looked at the issues that come about with if the heart is carrying too much pain, how heavy this can make the heart, and how it can prevent you gaining your full potential in life, and how it's unnecessary that we are carrying this much in our heart. The heart is a vessel, and it's there for containing good things. And the fact that we are carrying pain and heavy and negative and dark things, how we can cloud our judgment, how we can ruin our potential in life. So we identified how to introspect your heart and to look at if there is pain and the different types of pain and emotions. I named some. I was very careful not to use too many clinical words to keep it really, really simple. There is absolutely no need of using any type of clinical words, just very simple language, language that suits you to understand what your heart may be containing. Because we said that the heart is a container. So when something is a container, it can naturally just fill up with things. And we don't always realize how much we are carrying in this really beautiful container. It's such a beautiful place, this beautiful heart of ours. And we have, over the years, accumulated so many other things other than the good things in this container. We looked at the effects that it would have on us if there was too many negative, dark emotions, feelings, or unresolved grief, pain, betrayal, loss. So we looked at that, and we looked at what that would prevent you from doing. And then I told you how you could identify by naming those emotions. And then we went on to connecting them with the certain events in our life or certain people in our life that may have caused that emotion. And inshallah, today I want to move on to actually healing and what this healing will look like and how we go on to healing this very poorly heart that maybe you didn't even know it was that poorly. And it's not like it's poorly on a physical level, like you have medical issues with your heart or your heart doesn't function on a medical level. This is more on a psychosomatic level. This is more on a spiritual, emotional level, that when the heart becomes sick, it becomes so heavy, full of pain. And we all know that word, don't we? Or that reference, that I've got this heavy heart, or my heart feels really heavy. So we all are familiar with this. But what we are doing is we've already done the identifying, we are going to now learn how to heal. And like I said before, mashallah, like Ramadan is one of the best times to heal. And people don't use this enough to heal. We get so caught up in the ibadah, which is amazing, and it's needed in this month. However, Ramadan is very multidimensional. We can use it as a healing tool because of the blessings of this month. So inshallah, let's move on to how we will start this journey of healing, inshallah. So let's take a look at each of these emotions. And I'm hoping that you have done the work of connecting these emotions to the relevant areas of your life where these emotions first came from. And you must have remembered when I said last time that sometimes the most recent one isn't the actual one. The recent one was probably the second or the third one. The very first time this happened was probably in your childhood. So I hope, you know, that you've linked the emotions with the relevant areas of your life or the relevant times of your life and the relevant people in your life. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there that I don't want anyone to think that we need to make a judgment of any person in your life. When you are doing this work, it's very personal, by the way. There's nobody there. Nobody's listening. You're doing it by yourself. But I don't want you to think that this means that we are judging those people in your life who may have caused you that pain or that shame or the heartbreak or the betrayal. We haven't got interest in that. Shaming that person or judging that person. The interest is healing you. And to heal you, we do need to face the pain, the root of the pain, the cause of the pain, the person who may have caused it or the event that may have caused it. All these things are really, really important. Like I said, not because we want to make a judgment of any kind on anybody, especially if it's a parent, like, oh my God, my parents were so rubbish and they didn't parent me properly. We all know that in the majority of cases, parents have just tried their best. In a very, very few cases, okay, parents have failed, but majority of cases, parents have just tried their best. And this was their best. And I want you to remember that when you're doing this work, this is their best. Okay, and the second disclaimer I want to put out there, if this gets too heavy for you, then I would want you to think about that. Look, this is self-healing. And there's a difference between self-healing and being healed at the hands of a therapist. So I just want you to recognize that this is self-healing, and anything that I am saying to you isn't something which should be so heavy that you won't be able to do yourself. However, if it becomes heavy, please do seek a therapist advice or do this with a therapist. You know, again, to reassure you, I've kept it really simple and kept it in the month of Ramadan because there is just this, like I said, you know, I've personally tried it many, many times. There is this great healing element to Ramadan and it's just not used enough and we must do. Okay. So, once you know, you've identified all those feelings and where they've come from, the next thing would be to do is, as crazy as this may sound, is talk to that feeling, almost like ask it, what is it still doing here? Like, why is it still here? It's sitting in your body, in your heart, for a reason, and it may be because it feels that it never got heard. It may be because it feels it didn't have justice. It may be there because it just wants you to recognize it, that how painful it was. Maybe you've just ignored this over the years. You are you now, and the pain is yours also, whether it's from now, whether it's from childhood. Any kind of childhood trauma, pain, or any kind of mishap in childhood is still yours. It's not anybody else's. So we can't just disconnect it and pretend like, well, you know, that was a very long time ago and I was a child then. So I don't see why me as an adult should be really wasting my time looking into that. Well, actually, who is then? It's your pain. It's your grief. It's your sadness. It's not anybody else's. So actually, only you will be able to do the work. I think you really need to be brave enough to face this and say, it's my work and I need to do it. And like I said, it will prevent you to just perform at your full potential in life, in your relationships, in your career, in every aspect of life. Okay, and it'll just be normal. You won't even realize it, that it's actually preventing your potential. And to be honest, the most important thing is we all want to feel light. No one wants a heavy heart. Like I said, it affects our spirituality. It affects our connection with Allah. It can affect so many things in our life. Speak to the pain and ask, why is it still there? And I can assure you the answers will come from you within. And I want you to really dig deep and ask yourself, why haven't I let go of this? Why does this still weigh on me? And you will get the answer, because the answer only lies within you. It's not outside of you. And I want you to remember this, the answer's within you. That treasure chest of answers is sitting within you, and only you can access it. I'll give you an example. You may be feeling like you're carrying a lot of shame and you're not sure why this is still sitting quite heavy on you. Like, why do I have this shame? I get embarrassed. I blush. There could be many symptoms of that shame that only you know. Once you've identified where it's come from, let's imagine that it came from you being called out by a teacher in school for scribbling on somebody else's drawing, and you were caught by the teacher, and the teacher called you out in front of the whole class. So this was very shameful for you as a child. Maybe not so shameful for you when you're looking at it as an adult. And I want you to recognize the difference. When we look at these things as an adult, they feel different because now we've got reason. We've got that adult developed mind. We never had that as a child. We also now understand healthy shame. We never had that as a child. We couldn't rationale. We couldn't understand reason like we can now as an adult. So you have to recognize that when you felt that emotion as a child, you were a child and you saw it from a child's point of view, from a child's mind. So the emotion that's sitting within you is still from that child's point of view. Now, remember that even though you're an adult, sometimes we are holding on to emotions from our childhood in that same childlike mind, okay? Because we never addressed it, we just left it there. So yeah, let's take that example, and you were shamed in front of the whole class for scribbling on another child's drawing, and you internalize that, so you recognize that's where it came from. And when you then ask yourself, like, why am I still carrying this? Why is this still sitting inside me? And this is where you're actually doing the work because you're facing it. And usually you'll get an answer that I needed at that time for someone to say to me, look, it's okay. You made a mistake. Just don't repeat the mistake again and let's move on. Honestly, as simple as that. This is what the child at that time needed to hear, but instead the child was shamed in front of the class, or the child felt that he or she was shamed in front of the class, you know, whichever way it was. It's about what did they need after that. So this child needed someone to say, you were young. Children make mistakes like this, and it's okay. You don't have to keep thinking about this now. You're not that boy or that girl, and you can just let it go now. And that's all it takes, because you've addressed it and you've given it the answer it needs. Most of the time, these emotions, this grief, this pain, this sadness sits inside us because we don't have the answers to respond to it, or we don't have the answers to what it wants to hear from us. Now, when I say from us, it can only now hear this from us. And what I mean by that is, at that time, the child probably needed an adult or a parental figure or a teacher figure to say to him, it's okay. Like, you know, you've made a mistake. Now, don't think too much about it. Just don't repeat it again. And that's fine. We move on. But because it didn't hear that, it internalized it as very deep shame, and children usually do. So it's still sitting inside you. But because you don't really need an adult to tell you now, you're an adult yourself. You are going to be that adult to tell yourself that. And this is also part of, like, inner child work. You're telling that little child within you, you know, that 2-year-old, that 7-year-old, that 8-year-old, that 10-year-old, that look, you know, you made a mistake. You were young, but it's okay. You know, you made a mistake. We just have to put our hands up and say, look, I made that mistake. You can move on from it. You don't need to carry it. That's it. That's all it takes. And that's a slightly less of a harder example. I'm sure there's a lot more harder examples. And another one can be a bereavement, a loss of a parent. And you were very young and you witnessed the whole losing of a parent. I mean, I lost my father when I was 6 years old. I mean, I now know as an adult, there were certain things that I needed to hear from people. And I didn't, because everybody was so, and this is nobody's fault. Everybody was so tied up in their own grief. And I was number 6 child down the line. I didn't receive what I know that I needed at that time from a significant adult who probably could just tell me something simple as, it's okay. This is not your fault. Because as children, sometimes you think you've caused your father's death. I know it sounds crazy, but it can be. Or that your father was upset with you. Or maybe even like, well, what happens now? The most important thing is, and I know this was for me, is that what's going to happen to me now? So all these things still sit inside you. You know, as an adult, if I was now trying to heal that, I would now say to myself, look, whatever happened to your father was none of your fault, right? And the fact that this wasn't also a punishment from Allah to you. You were a young girl, you didn't know at that time what to do. And you probably looked at other people crying and grieving, and you didn't know how to grieve because you were so young. So even that could have been a bit of shame. Like, my father died, and I'm not even joking. I was so obsessed because it was in Ramadan. It was very close to Eid, and I was really obsessed with these particular white sandals that I'd bought for Eid that year, or my mom had bought for me. And all I was worried about was, am I going to be able to wear them on Eid? So can you see how children think? For me, it was about my white sandals as well, but at the same time, trying to process what's really going on here. So there's a lot of things that you then grow up with and not realize, but you just put it away. Just addressing those emotions that come from that death, those answers that little girl needed. It was okay, you were a young girl. It's okay that you were so obsessed over your white heel sandals and about wearing them on Eid that you didn't even understand what was happening. That's not shameful. That's just a very normal child thing to do. And it's okay that you didn't know how to grieve at that time. And it's okay that everybody around you was crying, but you didn't know how to cry. You're fine. You were fine with what you did and how you did it. And it's these kind of things that we need to tell ourselves, and we can then just let go of that pain. Like, I get it now. It's okay. Like, I was carrying this in my heart all this time and I actually didn't know that I was. So then we can put it down. We don't need to carry it anymore. And we work through all our pains like this. I'll give you another example, and this could be more like when you get triggered. Think of an example like you get triggered of somebody maybe deceiving you. There's a trigger of deception, and it really triggered you, and you don't understand why, and you always get triggered by deception. So part of this work will be is to dig deep, is why. When was the first time in my life? What is my earliest memory of me experiencing deception when I didn't even know what deception was? And it could be you as a young child being deceived by a brother saying, oh, look over there, like look in the garden, everybody's playing football. And when you look that way, he nicked your sweets, for example. And as a child, your sweets are massive to you. Your toys are a big thing to you. But it was still a form of deception, wasn't it? You feel you got fooled. You feel you were deceived. But it could be bigger than that. It could be a significant adult that deceived you into doing something that you didn't want to do as a child. But you didn't have a voice as a child, so you went along with it. So you were kind of deceived and manipulated. So now every time in your life you experience anything remotely near being deceived or manipulated, you get triggered, but you're not sure why you get triggered so much. So again, when we do this work of digging deep and you feel that that was actually, I feel I get really angry. I can feel that in my heart, I have a lot of anger. I have a lot of anger for people who deceive me or try to manipulate me. But when you dig deep, and like I said, doing the work of connecting where this has come from, who is connected to this, which area of life this is connected to, you can join the dots and you will realize this is connected to my very earliest memory of when someone first deceived me or manipulated me. And then again, remember one step further, what does myself, my younger self, need to hear? So why am I carrying this all this time and it manifests as anger when I get manipulated or I get deceived? Why am I carrying this? Because maybe you needed to hear those words of, look, what your brother did or sister did by taking your sweets or manipulating you by looking outside and taking your toys, or that significant adult who manipulated you and deceived you into doing something you weren't supposed to. You wanted to hear that this was not your fault and it was not fair what they did to you. And they shouldn't have done that with you. You weren't a fool or a silly child not to know. You were a good, honest child, the reason why you didn't think like them. And they did what they did. You no longer have to carry this. You can put it down by just giving yourself those healing words of, this was not fair. This shouldn't have been done to you. They shouldn't have done this. And you don't deserve this. It's as simple as that. And like I said, over time, it accumulates. We're adding more unresolved times of pain and sadness and betrayal and grief and loss and many, many more emotions. They just keep piling up in our heart because we haven't been dealing with them. We haven't been healing from them. So each one in isolation may not always be something big, but put together in this vessel, it starts clouding the whole vessel and starts weighing very heavily. And this is a way where we can start clearing out our heart one by one, one by one. And honestly, it's like a cathartic release. It's heavy when you're doing it. The work is heavy. SubhanAllah, it's also incredible when you start joining the dots and seeing the miracles. I never knew that was connected to that, and that was connected to this, and this is why I feel like this at times. I never knew that because of this experience in childhood, that right now it manifests as anger, or it manifests as I don't trust people. It's really incredible. And like I say, it's a cathartic release. And that cathartic release is also a proof of that I'm actually taking out all these things from my heart. You literally are. And because it's not tangible, it can seem like, is it actually working? It does work. Of course it works. But give it time as well, right? Because it's non-tangible. It wasn't a spot on your face that, oh, I can see it's gone down now. It wasn't a lump on your arm that, oh, I can see it started going now. It's not tangible. So you're only going to see the difference in your experiences going forward. Your experiences, how you feel, how you interact with people, how you're performing, how you are in your relationships, how your thoughts are, how your thought processes are. That's how you'll identify the change in all this, inshallah. I want to make you aware of one other feeling that may come up for you when you're doing all this. And that's the feeling of, no, I don't want to do this because I don't want to forget what they did. I don't want to forget what she did. I don't want to forgive them. So I don't want to do this work because that means that I'm letting them off the hook. By you holding on to any kind of pain is only damaging you. You don't have to forget. We don't need to forget. No one's asking you to forget. We're asking you to stop it making your heart heavy and poorly. You know you won't forget. We don't forget things that happen to us, but we also don't need to think about them every day. And also, by us healing doesn't mean that we've let the other person off the hook or we've forgiven the other person. That's a whole different matter. And by you holding on to something isn't actually punishing the other person. So remember this, just by you holding on to the pain that people have caused you in hope that this is punishing the other person. No, it's not. The other person is living their life. And you have to trust Allah. He is the most just. If somebody has really done you injustice, it is Allah who will serve you justice, not that person. And you holding on to it isn't going to give you any justice. You are only causing an obstacle in your own life based on something that somebody has done to you, which you didn't even deserve. So then do they deserve that much space in your heart? Really, like, that much space in your heart is being occupied by them. And then subsequently your mind, because then obviously all thoughts or actions stem from the heart. That means you'll always be thinking of them. Do you really want to give them that much space in your life? I don't think so. Once you've done the work, let go of it. That doesn't mean you need to forget it. That's got no association of you forgiving them or not forgiving them. That's got no association of them being let off the hook. You're just holding on. And like I said before, it may be serving you. Poor me went through this. Poor me went through that. But we don't have to be poor me. We can have an understanding of what we've been through. That's our whole life story. That's our business. We can have that. But at the same time, still function in life and enjoy our life and have the life that Allah has blessed me with. That's brought us to the end of this episode. Join me on the next episode where we talk about how we now will fill this heart, this beautiful place Allah has given us, with good things, and what will those things be, inshallah.